Thank you for calling customer service. This is Shar. How may I help you?
Hi, Shar. My name is Greg Gallo. I didn't place an order. I mean, I'm just want to figure out how this stuff works. All right, so I had a thing to answer questions before the time expired, and I will receive a Focus watch and Focus AirPods for free. And all I had to do was pay the shipping, which was $5. Then you guys charged me for the warranty, $18 for warranty, charged me $5 and something for the product. And then the product never came in, so I was wondering if I was going to get it. But then I finally get the product, and you charge me for the product. How did that work?
All right, can I get your zip code so I can look and see if you have an account with us?
78247.
78247?
Mm-hmm.
And can I get your first and last name, please?
Reggie Gallo.
One second. All right, I do see you right here. Just for security purposes, can you verify that shipping address for me?
You should have it there already on there.
For security purposes, can you please verify the shipping address for me?
16026 Hickory Well Drive.
Okay, so I do show here that you did for the smartwatch and the earbuds. Which one you say you didn't want?
I wasn't supposed to get charged for neither one of them. That's my understanding.
You say you wasn't supposed to be charging. What?
Yes.
So you didn't put this order through? I'm trying to understand. It sounds like you're doing something else. I can't.
I'm trying to eat my lunch and talk to you at the same time because it's the only time I have to talk to you guys. I said, the order said it was supposed to be free. The only thing I had to pay was shipping. And that was it for answering the questionnaire.
Yeah, so you paid the shipping of $5.97, and then you got
both
a warranty, and then
I didn't ask for the warranty.
Okay,
and
so
I
that's what you
charged me for the warranty.
Okay, so you didn't want the warranty. That's the problem.
And then when I got the product, then I got charged for the product. That's what I'm trying to figure out. How did that work? If I know I didn't get charged for the product, I would have never ordered it.
Okay, so what it is, it's a trial. So we let you try the product out for just the shipping cost. That's not towards the product at all. And then if you don't give us a call, then we do bill you the full amount for the product, but it's a one-time charge. Now, what I can do for you, I can do a 35% discount. And I can extend your trial period to 30 days and give you until May 20th.
Okay, so how much would that be?
Okay, give me one second.
So, and I'm just trying out the product for 30 days, and if I don't want it, I send it back? That's what you're telling me?
You'll give us a call, and then they will let you know what you need to do from there, whether you cancel it or. So what I do, I just give you an additional 30 days to try it instead of making the changes to your account, because if I do put the give you a percentage off now. So I should just wait till I give you the 30 days, extend your time. and then see how you like it within that time, and then give us a call back.
Yeah, but that's not what the statement was. I mean, the statement was, so they didn't say nothing about a trial. So that's like a...
On the website, it does state that it's a trial. And then when you check the terms and conditions saying that you agree to it, is under the terms and conditions, it says after the trial is over, you'll be billed the full amount. Now, what I can do for you instead, I can do a 50% off discount on that watch for you.
All right, because I'm going to forget about the 30 days, and I'm not going to be able to turn it back in. I just want to see if you give me something for it, because, I mean, I didn't know I had to call it in 30 days or trial days before it was over. You know, nobody never read the fine line and stuff like that. So I didn't know. If I'd known that, the day I called to ask about it, I would just go ahead and cancel the product right then and there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you don't give me a discount on it, then that's fine. I go ahead on the cheaper stuff.
Okay, because, yeah, show that you... So I can do 50% off, okay?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Give me 1 second so I can fill out all this for you. And on top of that, this is a really good watch because it does have a lot of features to it. You can text from it. You can monitor your steps, you know, your heart rate, your blood pressure.
But do I have to hook it up to, will it hook up to my phone, or will I have to add an account to my phone?
You'll just download an app on your phone to connect it. It should, when it comes, the instruction should be with it.
So I gotta do is download an app, and I don't have to add another line to my phone. That's what you're telling me.
No, you don't. No, you don't have to add another line to your phone.
Okay. Then that'll be worth it.
All right. I'm almost finished here. Just making sure I put everything in correct for you, okay? All right, so that was put in for you, sir. So I make sure it be at a 50% discount rate, okay?
Okay, so they're going to be credited to my card or what?
Well, the payment didn't go through yet.
Oh, it didn't?
No, sir.
Okay, well, I need the card. They probably canceled the card. All right, so I'll give them a call and find out what's going on with that. But remember when something happened with my car like that, they suspend it. And I can't even use it. I don't know why they do that, but let me do it instead of giving me a call or something. Let me know that transaction expired on my card or something.
All right, yes, sir. Well, thank you for calling customer service, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, you do, sir.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.